Hello, friends. Welcome to another riveting episode of Lend Me Your Engineers. I'm Marissa, your podcast co-host and co-explorer of all things UCF engineering. I'm here today with Alyssa Wells, a human communication major and our co-host for today.
Hello, beautiful people of Orlando and specifically UCF. I'm Alyssa.
Thanks, Alyssa. Today we are chatting with mechanical engineering major Liam Williamson, who is a global floorball champion. Now, I know what you're thinking. What the fudge is floorball? Don't worry, Liam is going to tell you all about the sport, which was invented in Sweden and is pretty popular in countries like Switzerland and Finland. He's competed all around the world, including in the Men's World Championship, and now he's bringing the sport to the UCF campus. When he isn't playing floorball, you can find him studying, doing homework, working at Siemens, you know, the typical engineering student thing. Please welcome the multi-talented and very versatile Liam Williamson.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start with the burning question. What the heck is floorball and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so floorball is a sport that's very similar to hockey. And so you have five players and one goalie on each team. The rink looks pretty similar as well, but we have a special floor called GERF floor. It is very similar to what they use on professional volleyball courts. And then you have boards that go around the court, but they're only a couple feet high. And then the players each have a stick that is lighter than a hockey stick and is also a little bit shorter. The blade looks a little bit different and it is played with a wiffle ball. The setup's the same. The rules are pretty similar. You just try to put the ball in the other team's net. And I got involved in floorball from my dad. My dad is from Sweden. He came here to UCF to study. And so he introduced me to the sport. Him and a bunch of guys have been playing since college. And we've just grown from there. Orlando floorball, we have met like a lot more members now than we used to, and we've started competing in national tournaments, and that's how I started competing more seriously, was through Orlando floorball.
Now, is it a hard sport to learn?
No, I think it is very simple. It's much easier than hockey to pick up, and that's why a lot of people like to start with floorball or use floorball as like supplemental training to hockey, because you don't need to know how to skate. You run around on a court, and then the stick is pretty easy to control after you've practiced for a few times. The sport itself, though, does become very technical, of course, with like different systems to play and your positioning and stuff like that. And of course, like the stick handling is also very technical on a high level. But other than that, like anyone can pick it up after just picking up the stick and jumping on the court.
I'm so happy that you explained what floorball was, because I don't think I'm an outlier when I say like I did not know what the fudge floorball was either. So thank you for that. Now, is it as aggressive as hockey? Like, do you guys go out, start bites, punch out teeth?
No, so there's no fighting in floorball. So we try to keep it a lot safer than hockey is, because you don't have any gear on. And so you're just running around the court with your stick. There is contact, however. You can have shoulder-on-shoulder contact, and sometimes it does get pretty aggressive with knocking people over the boards. I think it's a pretty fun part of the sport. But yeah, it's advertised as a lot safer than ice hockey is. You can't have like stick on stick contact. You can't hit someone with your stick like you can in lacrosse, for example.
So you have competed in a bunch of competitions and you are a world champ. So tell us about some of the world competitions that you have competed in. You are a champ. So tell us what it's like to travel all around the world. You just come back from Sweden, right?
Yeah. So I started playing overseas in Canada. Actually, that was my first tournament. So after playing a couple tournaments here in the US, I got asked to play for the US men's U19 team. And so we went to Canada and we played in the U19 World Championship there. And after that, I played in the men's World Championship in Helsinki, Finland. And I mean, it's just such a cool experience, because you fly there with your team. We start a couple weeks early. So we were in Finland training. We had like a training camp. We did some fun activities as well. And then you have the World Championship itself, which in Finland was a huge deal. I mean, this sport is very big in Finland. And so I forgot what the exact numbers were, but there was like over 100,000 people in attendance throughout all the games. So there was like a lot of people. The entire city of Helsinki became a floorball city. So the arena that we played in, there was a couple arenas, but the main one was pretty big. And then the main event, the finals game, was huge. It was packed completely. And the fans there, like, they're very into the sport. So the fans were very passionate about it. You're like treated as like a professional, like, floorball player. And so it's a very cool experience to like just to be there and play. And then I think one of my coolest experiences was the World Games that were held here in the US. Not a lot of people here know what floorball is, of course, but when you play for Team USA in the US, it's just another experience. It's pretty crazy because we had an opening ceremony, because the World Games is stepped down from the Olympics. It's for all the sports that are bidding to become Olympic sports. And so when Team USA walked into the stadium, and like the stadium was completely packed full of Americans, everyone is chanting and cheering Team USA. I mean, it's like, yeah, you're on another world. Like, it feels so great. Even though we didn't do as well as we wanted to on the court, I think we did a great job of advertising the sport. And the experience there also was great. I mean, we played against two of the best teams in the world, Czech Republic and Finland. And seeing some people that I knew that were playing there, like that I was fans of, as well as people that I was friends with that were on those teams. It was always fun. It is always a good experience. Yeah.
So essentially, you've like competed in like the Super Bowl of floorball, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's very cool experience, and to play for USA as well. I mean, it's an honor, of course, to represent your country at these events.
So now you want to bring floorball to UCF. How is that going, and how can students get involved?
Yeah, so I had a peak of interest last school year. And since then, I've had a bunch of UCF kids coming to our local practices on Mondays for Orlando Vikings floorball. I'm working on making it an official club. I just need more members to make it an official club here at UCF. And then I hope to have like a team of UCF students, and we can actually travel to national tournaments in the US and compete if there's enough interest. And that's kind of what my goal is to start like a club team here at UCF. And then from there, we can go and play against other teams from other colleges as well. Right now there's only one, but we can also play against club teams from around the US as well at these tournaments.
Cool. Well, I volunteer Alyssa to be part of the team.
If you want me to like get like asthma halfway through, absolutely. I'll just be getting my little inhaler around the entire time. Is that okay? Are inhalers like around or yeah, allowed?
I mean, you need a special permission from the anti-doping agency, but yeah, it's okay.
Well, crap. I'm screwed.
Okay, well, that could have been one for you. How many students do you need to make the team official?
I believe we need at least 20 to make a good team. I mean, that's not an official number from UCF, but that's my goal. Because then we can have enough players to play like with two teams, and we can practice with each other.
So I know the biggest thing for sports really is the cost of it all, especially with traveling. I was in figure skating for, you know, quite a few years, and this is how it worked for figure skating. If I wanted to go compete in France, I would have to pay for, and I was like 8 years old, so my parents were paying for all this, of course. But they would have to pay for their tickets to go with their child, me, and my coach. And pay for the room, pay for the food, all of that. Is that the same thing for floorball?
For the lower levels, yes. Some competitions are completely paid for. For example, in the NEFL, our team, like, we covered the cost for all the players. So they didn't have to pay anything to come here. Some of them got paid to play as well. So.
Well, I feel like you'll have no trouble drumming up 20 people for the team.
Exactly. I think all you have to say is like, oh, I'm the world champion, join my team. And I feel like people would be like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yes,
please. Because you don't hear that a lot, do you?
Well, I wish I was the champion. No, it's all right. So Team USA, so I'm a champion. I'm a Troy Cup champion, which is like the league in the US that I was talking about. USA, like Team USA isn't very competitive when it comes to the world championships, just because the sport isn't as big here. But yeah, I mean, especially after this podcast comes out, I hope that people can, they can reach out to Orlando Floorball on Instagram or Florida Vikings Floorball on Instagram if they want any more information on how to join. Yeah, I mean, it would be great if we got enough players to start a club.
Well, we are going to brand you as the world champion. And how often do you get the chance to play floorball with a world champion? So definitely check out Orlando Vikings on social. Get in touch with Liam. Get in the club. So you are a mechanical engineering major, and I'm curious, does this engineering prowess give you any sort of advantage in the sport?
I don't know.
Do you like calculate the distance and you know the resistance of the wind and you know the floor?
Yeah, I have to calculate the velocity of the ball to make sure that the goalie can't catch it before it goes in the net. Yeah, I mean the ball curves as well, so that's a little bit harder equation in my head. But other than that, I don't think so.
You never know when your mechanical engineering expertise can come in handy. I mean, these researchers use their knowledge for all sorts of things, so I imagine it could be applied to floorball somehow.
You could be a sword problem. You never know.
Well, yeah, actually, I have considered like making my own brand of sticks. I mean, they're made out of carbon fiber, and the blades, I mean, there is some engineering that goes into that. It's not like the most simplest stick in the world, so maybe I'll apply some engineering to that if I decide to go that path.
Wow, that would be a really cool side hustle. So what interested you in mechanical engineering, and why did you decide to come to UCF?
So I think why I chose UCF was pretty simple. Both my parents actually came and got their master's in computer engineering here at UCF. And so for me to pick a university that was also so close to where I live, was an easy choice. And mechanical engineering, it just always resonated with me. You know, I was always good in physics. When I was in high school, I took extra physics classes. I think I did like 3 years of physics instead of taking chemistry because I just enjoyed it so much. And so mechanical engineering aligned with that very well.
So does it help to have former Knights in the family? They give you any insights to UCF, help you with your homework?
I mean, our engineering classes are pretty different, I think. I mean, they went to UCF, what, it was like 20 years ago, a little bit more than that. So UCF itself has changed a lot since then. But yeah, of course, if I needed help, I could always go to my parents.
Nice, nice. So tell us a little bit about your job at Siemens. What do you do, or what can you tell us about your job at Siemens? And how did you come to get a job at Siemens as a student?
Yeah, so I have a few contacts that are senior engineers at Siemens. I'm not sure how much I'm actually allowed to talk about like what I do, but it is a 6-month contract at Siemens, and I hope to renew it at the end of my contract. And especially after I graduate, I want to work with Siemens. And Siemens is a very global company, and they have very many opportunities overseas. So I'm hoping to maybe work at Siemens, maybe in Switzerland or Sweden, and then play floorball at the same time. So that would be great.
Do you ever feel like, do you ever have like imposter syndrome, like when you're sitting at your desk being like, how did I get here? Like, do I belong here?
I think I get that feeling more when I'm actually at the tournaments, and especially like the World Championship. It's like, you see players that you follow on Instagram that like you never really met. You watch them play on TV, and then you're like, okay, well, here I am. I'm playing against these guys. Like, you know, sometimes, like, for example, when I lined up against Finland or Czech Republic in the World Games, like, these are the best teams in the world. And then they're the best players in the world as well. And I'm like, looking at these guys like they're my idols, and I'm like talking to them. Some of them are my friends, and so I can talk to them that way. But then you're like, well, this is my opponent now, and I have to play against them. I can't really be so friendly. And so sometimes like it's a strange feeling, like to compare yourself with them. Of course, there's like a difference in skill level, but just to be on the same court is, yeah, I think it's a good feeling.
And to go back to Siemens, is that how you pronounce it, Siemens?
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
I just want to make sure. To go to, you know, loop back to that, I feel like a lot of students, especially because you haven't graduated yet, right? You said you were...
No, I haven't graduated yet.
Okay. So I feel like a lot of students probably think that they can't get like a quote unquote career job, or as I like to call them, big boy jobs. Do you have any advice for students who want to start their career before they graduate?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if from my experience, if you're just applying to jobs, just like you're just on Indeed looking for engineering internships and just applying through there, it's going to be really hard because then you have to stand out a lot. And especially here at UCF, there are like thousands of mechanical engineers or engineers in general that are trying to get those same positions. You have to go to like the fairs. You have to like talk to people that you know are engineers and make contacts. Yeah, I mean, for example, Lockheed Martin, of course, a lot of people are trying to get internships there, and it's very competitive. You need to have like, I forgot what they call it, but somebody that can like vouch for you at the company. And then it gets a lot easier from there.
So I want to know how you find time to do all of this, to major in engineering, work at Siemens, play floorball, and coach kids who play floorball. So how many hours do you have in your day? Because I would like to borrow a few. And tell us about coaching a children's team. What's that like?
Yeah, definitely don't have enough hours in the day. Sometimes, like, especially when it comes to like tournaments and me traveling, you have to prioritize stuff like, okay, am I going to choose floorball over this exam or something like that? For example, now they had the qualifiers, USA against Canada. It didn't go so well for the US, but I mean, I had to say no because I just had to focus on school. And I let my coaches know that, like, I have to graduate eventually. So, yeah, so I had to prioritize school this time. But so every Monday when we have our pickup league here in Orlando for floorball, we start off with having an hour and a half of kids. And so I train kids for an hour and a half every week. And we do different drills and stuff like that. But I also have taken teams, like youth teams, to Sweden to compete in tournaments. I mean, we have the Gothia Cup in Gothenburg, Sweden. And then we have Storvreta Cupen, which is in Uppsala, Sweden. And those are the two biggest floorball tournaments in the world. And they attract thousands of teams from different age groups. Okay. So I took a youth team to Sweden, to Storvreta Cupen this year. And so there, they did quite well, actually. They made it into the semifinals, I believe, which no American youth team has ever made it that far before. And it was a mix. There were a couple Swedish players, and then the rest were American players. And I thought it would be a good mix to have the American players learn from these Swedish players that were there. And I think it did work out very well. I mean, I saw the American kids develop so much just over a few games, just over like a weekend. And I was very proud of them, the way that they played. They played very well competing against these high-level Swedish teams. I mean, these kids, they train 4 or 5 times a week floorball, and that's like all they do. And then these American kids that maybe train once a week, twice a week, or mostly at home or something like that. So for them to go there and be competitive was great. We have also had youth nationals here in Orlando, which is all the youth national teams from the US came here to Orlando, and they competed in a tournament. And other than that, I mean, I'm having a camp and another like youth tournament here in Orlando this summer. So I'm trying to attract teams from Sweden as well, like youth teams from Sweden, Finland, and Czech Republic to come and play with these American kids. because for them to come here to the US and play in a tournament is also cool, especially here in Orlando where we have Disney and Universal. It's seen as like a vacation for those kids. And so I hope it'll be very attractive and bring a lot of teams.
Yeah, absolutely. So what age groups do you primarily coach? Is it like elementary age kids?
Yeah, so the ones that are at our pickup every Monday, it's mostly elementary, middle school kids. It is a little bit wider age group because they're not like competing against each other. We do scrimmages, but it's mostly for kids to come and learn about the sport. And then a few like hockey kids as well that are there for like extra training.
So I know you mentioned wanting to hopefully, you know, so we're at Siemens and then move over to Sweden for floorball. Is there anything other than floorball that you like about Sweden that makes you want to move there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, being Swedish myself, I love Sweden. I mean, it is like my second home. And I've moved to Sweden a couple of times just to play floorball. Like earlier last year, my brother and I lived there for 6 months and we were training floorball on different teams. And in 2020, during lockdown, I also moved to Sweden and I trained there for a whole year. So, yeah, I think like Sweden grew a lot on me when I was there. And now it's like I just have to move back.
That is really cool. So when you were moving back and forth, were you doing online school?
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the benefits of going to UCF is especially during COVID, it's like, of course, everything was online. But even now, like last year, I was able to take a few online classes, which adds like the flexibility for me, especially when I'm traveling so much to these tournaments. It's like it would have been like impossible without online classes.
So what's next for you in floorball? I know you're working on getting the UCF club off of the ground, but are you planning to compete in any more competitions? What does the future hold for you in floorball?
Yeah, so I think in the near future, it'll be the camp that we are hosting here in Orlando. And I think I'm transitioning now from more of a player and like trying to play in the highest leagues to coaching a lot more. It's just something that I didn't make a conscious decision to do before, but now it's like I enjoy coaching a lot more than I did a couple years ago. And, you know, I'm starting to not train as much anymore. So, yeah, I think I'll continue to take youth teams to Europe and try to develop the youth here in the U.S. Of course, I'll never stop playing. I'll always be playing floorball. But, yeah, I think that's what I can expect from myself in the near future.
And for any faculty or staff who may be listening into this fantastic podcast, how can they get their kids involved in the youth teams?
Yeah, so you can just go to the Orlando Floorball website. We're also our Instagrams, Orlando Floorball or Florida Vikings Floorball on Instagram.
I just want to put something out just in case anyone's confused. That's floorball at like the ground floor, FLOORBALL.
That's a good point. Thank you for that. So, any closing thoughts on floorball? We learned a lot today, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't really have thoughts other than like you sound busy all the freaking time, literally every single day. But good for you. How do you manage the stress of every day of like just doing something like always on your toes?
Yeah, so I try to compartmentalize my time pretty well. So I'll do my school first, obviously. And then from there, there's always stuff to do with floorball. It's like for the past couple of years, the first few months of the year is, you know, talking to international players, trying to sign them for your team. I mean, everyone always wants something. So it's like, so that's pretty hard. And that took up a lot of my time. But training, I mean, when I was in Sweden, I'm like training twice a day. So that was also a big bulk of my time, as well as earlier this year, my brother, who will also start at UCF next year, I had to drive him to practice as well. And so we were both training 2 times a day. So it's a lot. I mean, it is, I wouldn't say it's ever drained me because you become used to it. You become used to like every day, like being busy all the time. But of course, it's fun doing floorball stuff. I enjoy it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't think it was fun. So that helps a lot. But yeah, I mean, now it's starting to calm down a little bit. But when the floorball season starts again, it's very busy.
I can imagine how busy it's going to be because sports is nothing to joke with. So especially doing like mechanical engineering, oh my gosh, that's so much just studying and hard work. So
yeah, I mean, of course, most of my friends in mechanical engineering, it's like it's almost all they do. Like they don't have any jobs and stuff like that. So sometimes you feel like you're playing catch up with them because you just don't have time to spend all day studying. But school always comes first. So I always have to study first before I do anything else.
Yes, kudos to you for handling it all like a pro, or like I like to call you, the champ. Well, that's all for today. Hopefully we have sparked your interest in floorball, or at least taught you something new. So the next time floorball casually comes up in conversation, as I'm sure it will, you'll be able to show off your knowledge of the sport and your knowledge of a UCF Knight who's also a floorball champ. Thanks to Liam Williamson for chatting with us today, and a special thanks to Alyssa Wells for co-hosting. If you don't already, give us a follow on social media at UCFMAE. We're on all of the channels. Until next time.